Blackstone Publishing presents The Devil's Triangle by Howard Owen. This book is read by Kevin Kennerly. As always, to Karen. Chapter 1, April 8th, 2016. In the flaming hell that used to be one of my watering holes, last call came about 8 hours early. You don't really expect a twin-engine Beechcraft to crash through the plate glass window during happy hour. The Hispanic guy coming out of the 7-Eleven across the street said he heard it, loud at first, and then louder, then right on top of him. When I quoted him as saying it sounded like a freight train, Sally Velez accused me of making shit up. 5:30 on a Friday afternoon is usually the calm before the storm on the night cops beat. Happy hour is when the folks who eventually go through the 7 stages of drunkenness, sober, happy, happier, tipsy, unhappy, unhappier, and homicidal, are just getting started. The construction worker who's buying his buddies around at 5:30 probably won't be employing his weapon of choice until midnight or so. This one jumped the gun. Our first inkling was on Twitter, of course. Who the hell needs police radios anymore? Plane crash. Peeps dead. Shepherd and Patterson. The tweeter meant Shepherd Street. I knew where it was and was out the door in what might have been record time for a 50-something confirmed smoker. Chip Grooms caught up with me and hopped in at the parking deck gate as I was screeching onto the street. Even though the bean counters would rather have reporters take the pictures too, it's good to have a real photographer along for the really big stuff so we can properly record the mayhem. The cops already had blocked off everything within a city block by the time we got there. We had to park almost to the Virginia Museum. Even from there, you could see the black smoke. The sun, not quite down to tree level yet, was a malevolent red ball. Everybody enjoying this fine April afternoon at the other beer dispensaries nearby was out gawking, and the police were having a hard time keeping them back. I spotted Gillespie, who let Grooms and me through the yellow tape. I told him I owed him a dozen from the sugar shack. He didn't seem averse to the offer. A few seconds after we slipped inside the lines, I wasn't so sure Gillespie had done me a favor. I've seen dead people. Lots of dead people. Most of them have been shot, usually at close range, usually by a drug colleague or a close family member. I've been to a few executions and seen the human light go out firsthand. I've never seen a plane crash, though, or its aftermath. There are some things that you'd be advised to leave off the bucket list, trust me. The smell was what hit me first. Burned human flesh is a pretty good appetite.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?